Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan, joined as always by Big Jer, Black Trey, and Jay Skills. And we got a guest today, but I'm going to hold off on introducing the guest before I tell you guys. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get the overflow episodes. That's where you get the watch-alongs. That's where you get all the extra content, all the good stuff. Make sure you subscribe. Patreon.com/countthedings. I'm rushing through that because I want to get to the guests, man. Y'all know we've been reviewing Snowfall on this podcast for years and years. The newest season just premiered. First two episodes dropped. It's fire, as always. But man, I'm excited, man, because today I'm excited for two reasons. I'm excited because first and foremost, we got Dion from Snowfall. Quincy Chad is our guest today.
So I did 23andMe. And shout out to Master. Actually, Master got this for me.
Two years ago.
He was like, yo, I met him in Arizona. He was like, my nigga, you want to find out your true roots, you know what I mean, your African roots. Now, I always thought I was Ethiopian, bro. I don't know why.
You don't look Ethiopian.
I don't have a fucking...
I look Ethiopian, and me and Trey do not look like we from the same
Hold up. Not that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
I can see that.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I got to do my 23andMe next.
So I have been, like, pushing. I was like, man, I don't got to do this shit. Typical shit, like Amin said. Nigga, we could tell you African, nigga, because you black, nigga, of course, right? But no, I really wanted to know the actual facts, right? So, had to spit in this tube, send it out, got the shit back. 6 weeks later, bruh, I find out I'm 42% Nigerian, 75% West African, and guess what? Here's the shocker part. This ain't even for Black Opinions Matter. I'm 13% European.
How's that a shocker?
I mean, it's slavery, bro.
You're American, bro. Well,
I mean,
how do you think you got here?
Hold on. We got to get to the bottom of this.
They're
going to say something like, South Africa, typically.
Obviously, nigga, slavery, of course. But the parts where they're from is what Amin's talking about. I'm 6.7% British and Irish. I'm 4% French and German. And 0.3% Finnish. So when I seen that shit, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to go a little bit more in depth to this app. I go look at my relatives. I got 5 white cousins in New York. I'm about to go fuck with them.
No. No way.
I got 5 cousins. I want somebody to document it to be funny because I want to see if my cousin's actually racist or they're going to be hype.
Because
think about that.
You're going to have to change your name for the meetup. You got to change your name for the meetup.
Well, I'm about... They already...
Can't be Trayvon.
Travis.
Travis. Yeah, there you go. Travis.
They're going to think I want some...
Travis.
They're going to think I want some money. But I did find one of my cousins. She's a producer in Kentucky. True white woman. True. Not the black square, not I got a black friend, a true white woman, and I'm going to pull up on her.
Probably. Well, no,
when you say, hold on. When you say pull up on her, hold on. Hold
on, bro.
You my man. Oh, okay, let's clarify what pull up on her means.
I'm a true white woman.
Because I understand you're pulling up on a true.
True white woman, like is that?
No,
like
but
a,
here's
like
the thing. No, I'm gonna obviously I'm gonna message and then I'm gonna say, hey, it's
okay,
actually,
you're gonna get
me.
The clearance first.
Of course, nigga. Okay. I ain't going to jail.
Hey.
Could you imagine, nigga, my cousin being a Karen and sending me to jail for actually trying to meet him, but showing up?
I can't imagine that.
I can.
This nigga claims he's related.
That should sound like a Kevin Hart movie right there.
Right.
Yeah, Kevin Hart movie right there.
Definitely Amy Schumer or some people fucking.
Or Atlanta episode or some shit.
Dog.
So you British. So you 21 Savage basically. You British.
Yeah, on the low.
Yeah.
Trey,
that explains the classiness and the bouginess.
There you
go. What if they ask you for money, Trey? You never thought about this the other way around,
right?
Hold on. I'm about to send y'all a picture of my cousin. Look at this.
Hold
nigga.
On. Look at this nigga.
Right. What if they look at you and like, oh, this nigga's rich? What's up,
man? They better not.
Daryl gets. Oh hell nah. This nigga's not in New York.
Hey bro.
No, he's not in New York, but he my fourth cousin.
Hey bro,
look at that nigga, Quincy.
My nigga,
good old boys.
You might want to get clearance before you go. Just pull up on Daryl,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
Daryl looks like he goes fishing.
Daryl goes fishing. Come on, double barrel somewhere.
I just watched that news that little whatever series on Netflix, whatever the what's the family name, Murdo, whatever.
Yeah, Trey. That's tough.
Yeah. Hey man, just you gotta share your location when you go out there, dog. keep location on the chest so niggas know what it's here for.
Yeah. Just say the whole thing on live, bro. You be straight.
Yeah. It's 1,499 relatives.
Oh, wow. Damn. Yeah, I'm up next. I actually got to do it for this documentary I'm going to do. I don't know if I told you, Trey. I definitely didn't tell y'all, but I found out that my grandfather's grandfather was one of the wealthiest black men in Oklahoma. And I just found this out. And so I always wanted to do a documentary on my grandfather, and I'm talking to him and he tells me this, and I'm like, what? Like, I'm 35 years old. I'm like, how the fuck? I ain't know this shit my whole life. And so, and the mansion that he built is like a historic landmark out there in Oklahoma City. So this nigga basically got rich like selling hair care products back then, because he was half Native American. He was born on a Native American reservation, like Choctaw Reservation in Arkansas. And so at the turn of the century, like 1910 or some shit, this nigga was selling basically like the equivalent of Dak wave grease. You feel me? And shit was booming.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And so then the nigga ended up striking oil in Texas and all this shit. So I'm about to do the 23andMe shit while I'm filming this documentary.
I always wanted to strike oil.
Huh?
I always wanted to strike oil. Like, that'd be dope. Like,
and that's
you
know,
that happens on the cartoons and shit. Dog. You just be digging some shit up.
Oh, then, you shit. Literally. Oh, yeah, I thought you meant Bruce's Millions. I thought you
were like, I just want to just
take a pickaxe to the ground and literally like
take a picture for the gram. Like, yo, I'm out here, dog. Yeah. Rich as shit.
Look at himself. Did y'all want to talk about the YSL shit, or we overtime?
I think we overtime at this point.
Oh, we hella over. All
right. Don't worry. Something will happen next week, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It always happens.
Yeah.
This definitely, Trey, this man is calling the cops, but he's also harvesting your organs first.
That's one of your relatives?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I got to do that shit, too.
Wait till y'all have the conversation on how y'all are related. That's gonna be an excellent conversation. Make sure you go live with that one, my nigga.
And that Edwards, he liked the mix. He liked the mix. He was mixy. All right, man. Shit, that's gonna do it for us here for Black Opinions Matter. Again, shout out to our guest Quincy Chad, Big Dion from Snowfall, brother. Thank you for joining us, man. Taking us behind the scenes and being a good sport about the Tiger, because niggas was really complaining about that shit last year. Here we go. It's turning into power.
Hey, one thing, Amin, I want to say before we leave. Fuck Scott Adams.
Oh, Dilbert. Dilbert, nigga, man. I was like,
yeah.
Hey, Jerv, you might be able to cut this shit, bro, into like a mini little shit for the days that we do Rogue Bros or something.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Well, y'all want to do this real quick?
We had to. We can't miss out on that nigga.
Right. You know what about this? Remember the Dilbert comic strip? It was like a dude in an office, and he was like always
with the glasses.
Yeah. So the guy who created that, like the main cartoonist or whatever, apparently was on YouTube a couple of weeks ago talking about what he said.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell you. So the nigga, so he came out on some Trump shit like some years ago, and he's been on some super right wing shit, right? So he been posting videos since Trump been elected on some slightly racist shit. Like he goes a little bit harder than Trump, but he's always kind of been on this the last few years, right? Uh-huh. So now he took it to DEFCON, whatever, you know what I'm saying? 5-1, however you rate
one.
It. Yeah,
one,
it's one. Actually one, but I know people will get confused with that. So he goes in the video and he's quoting this poll. I guess it's supposed to be like a Ramison poll about how black people feel about white people. And I guess like basically the long and short of it is like it said 53% of black people don't fuck with white people, right? Based off of this poll. And so he's using this poll to get his racism off and basically saying like in the video, he's like, I advise you all white people to stay the hell away from black people. I'm not messing with black people. We can't help them. They're basically like a terrorist group.
And then he said
I it's no black people in my neighborhood. Thank God. I'm glad it ain't no black people in my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? He's going in like not no slight, oh, it's like covert racism. He's like, yeah, I don't fuck with niggas. Keep them niggas away from me. I don't want to see them niggas when I'm walking my dog. Like
did he hard R anything?
Huh?
He didn't do. He
no, he didn't hard. Okay. He didn't go Kramer on me. That's the only thing he didn't hard R. So like, I actually hand up. I'm a reply guy on Twitter. just admit that. And so anytime I see like some super inflammatory shit, and if it like triggers me, I'll just start going in the comments and just hitting up the niggas who was saying agreeing with the racist shit, and just start getting into it with niggas. And it's a lot of white motherfuckers that's on his side that's like, oh, you don't understand. He's just quoting the poll and it's not racist and all that. Like, motherfuckers is defending the fuck out of this shit, but it's no defense.
He said straight up. No, like, it was a straight up line where he just said, wait, hold on. I gotta pull the actual line because, oh, he called black Americans a hate group.
Mm-hmm.
Like as a people,
all of us.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
White Americans should get the hell away from black people. And then later on, complain my reputation for the rest of my life is destroyed. You can't come back from this. No shit, Sherlock. But also, I got a shout out to this guy. Said the Dilbert guy. I'm sorry, that's fucking hilarious. It is kind of funny, man. Like, the nigga was drawing cartoons about like, oh shit, work sucks. Also, niggers. Like there's just something about that is mad funny to me. I don't know why, man. Oh,
that shit is crazy. But yeah, and so you know now he's gonna have a whole new career, even though like they, you know, now
they do all racist cartoons.
Yeah, well, he's just gonna be on Twitch or whatever the fuck, streaming and on some like Newsmax, all of that shit, bro. It's all industry.
If I'm him, I'm introducing like a whole new comic strip with a cartoon.
New media, no censor media.
I'm jumping on Newsmax. We got like, hey man, y'all can't have news 24 hours a day. Give me 30 minutes, man. I'll give y'all a fire sitcom. It's all just racist shit all the time.
He finna be popping. That's the shit. Niggas act like nobody really gets canceled, bro. Like, think about it. All the people who supposedly got canceled, them niggas is still, Louis C.K. selling out, niggas is out here, bro. Man. Niggas is in the streets.
Louis C.K., like, man, got me about to fucking subscribe to his shit, man. I'll be seeing this because that shit is funny, man. Oh, man, there's no such thing as cancellation. There's no such thing. Cancellation only applies to if you're trying to get employed or whatever within the traditional means. So if I want to have a show on NBC, yeah, I could get canceled, right? If I want to have a show on ESPN, I could get canceled. If I want to put out my shit, like, on YouTube or whatever, and there's enough people who are willing to pay for it, man.
You got a whole community that feel like you.
Mm-hmm. You can't cancel it, man. You can't cancel something that does not rely on the delivery systems of the mainstream, right? You know, even like, think about like even like all the people got bumped off of Twitter before Elon Musk came up.
Right.
This went to other social media.
But now they back. That's the thing, now too. Like, back. The cancel culture only lasts, like, it got like a 2-year shelf life. You know what I'm saying? Everything in the world, you know what it is?
They take those 2 years to figure out, okay, how else can I do this? Because they've been so used to, I go to the studio or I go to whatever and I get my shit out there now. Now that's taken away from me. A lot of them, they don't even know what the fuck to do. They're lost. Like, oh, how do I get back into this? But if you figure it out, you figure out, where's my audience? How can I reach them? Because they're there. No one's ever getting abandoned, right? R. Kelly didn't get abandoned. Right. Think about that, man. Like, this nigga was singing about the shit he was doing. That's level.
He's still not abandoned.
He's still not abandoned. There's still people out there, right?
His shit is still coming on at whatever function you're at. And just some people are just going to stand there and go.
Dog, Jerv, he had a song. This is my story, and I'm sticking to it, and I'm sticking. I'm like, damn, nigga, like, you don't have to make, don't have to be that obvious. Like, just at least play along, man. But no, man. Everyone who's good at something, and like, no matter how awful these people are, whether it's the Dilbert dude, whether it's R. Kelly, whoever, Bill Cosby, whatever, they're still great at something. There's a reason why they got to a place where they're gonna get canceled. So if you can find the people who still want to consume your greatness, man, that's you can never be canceled. You can only cancel if you become trash at what you did well.
Or if you try and buy NBC.
Or if you try and buy NBC. That's true.
That's the only way. That's the only way. But yeah.
Putting pops. Yeah.
But right. Here's the irony, though. Just my one last point. Here's the irony, though, of the whole his hating on nigga shit and whatever, being super racist. Like, nigga, imagine if a black person was doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't hurt nobody. We don't come to on YouTube and be like, oh yeah, you know what, motherfucker, fuck white people, stay away from white people. Like,
we do have people do that. You know where they are? On the corner of 42nd Street, dressed like goddamn like gladiators and shit.
I was trying to figure out how I could say it and it not sound so rude.
That's the difference, man. Like, y'all hate niggas and you get it from like multi-millionaire
right,
like,
right.
People who's got their work in newspapers across the country. And our people who hate white people are standing outside, like yelling at tourists, basically.
Tourists.
Oh, man.
Quincy, thank you so much, brother, man, for joining us. We appreciate you, brother. This is great. This is awesome. And, man, hopefully we can have you back soon. Derv, Trey, Jay, thank you all, as always. And, again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You get all the extra content. You get this whole podcast all at once as opposed to little bitty ones every single day. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.